Richard Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now.
It's the David Kaplan Show.
Here comes Mark the Mighty Lazarus, back from the dead, yeah, covering the black and red. He's riding now, so listen up. Let's go, you Lazarus. Talk to us, Lazarus, Lazarus, Lazarus.
Yeah.
That is so absolutely awful. I mean, that is just brutal. We welcome Mark Lazarus, Chicago Sun-Times, to the program. He'll be with us each and every week here on the David Kaplan Show.
What'd you think,
okay,
Mark?
Okay, what'd you think of your snappy open? Didn't Carmen ruin it?
In my whole life, I've never been speechless. I am speechless right now.
Isn't that awful?
That was the worst, best thing I've ever heard in my life.
So bad it's good. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I mean, the text line, Mark, is going crazy as we were waiting
for him. I think the segment's over now. We're done now, right? I mean, that's it. You can't top that.
You cannot top that.
From the 915.
Or bottom it.
Horrible. Oh, my God. Never play that song ever again. Feel bad for Lazarus. You've already gotten sympathy.
I don't even know where I am anymore.
All right. Now, you are down in Florida where the weather is much nicer
beautiful
than it is here. It's a little chilly here. Let's talk about the Blackhawks. Why can they not score in the third period?
It's baffling, isn't it? Nobody's been able to put a finger on it. You have all these, you know, dissenting opinions. You have Patrick Sharp saying that that they need to be more aggressive. You have Joel Quenneville saying they don't want to change anything. You have Jonathan Toews saying they need to sit back more and worry about protecting leads. Nobody seems to have any idea why this is happening. 8 straight games without a third period goal with all the offensive talent on this team. 8 straight games without scoring more than 3. 6 of the last 8 without scoring more than 2. It's unbelievable that a team with this much talent could be this snake bitten right now.
Boy, I just don't understand. You know, it's 2-0 yesterday, and I'm watching the game, and I'm like, boy, Florida just stinks. And I had 2 episodes of Homeland on the DVR that I had to watch. And I went, okay, I got the night off. Brett's over at the house. We're making dinner. I'm like, I'm going to put him, he's going to go back, and then I'm going to sit down and watch Homeland instead of watching the end of the Blackhawk game. And I look at Twitter, and I think you tweeted, maybe, I don't remember who it was. Somebody tweeted, well, there we go again. Game's tied at 2. And I'm like, what? Couldn't believe they had gagged away that lead. What did Joel say after the game?
You know, this is the funny thing is they're not unhappy about it because look at their record. They're 6-1-2. They're 32nd in St. Louis, one mental lapse away from being on another ridiculous season opening point streak. I mean, they're that close to a 6-0-3 start right now, or even 7-0-2. So they're looking at they're trying to spin it positively. They're looking at it, look, we're not playing well. We're not scoring goals. We can't protect a lead. Yeah, we've lost one game in the first month of the season. That's how they're looking at it. It's only going to get better from here. You have to think eventually they're going to score, and they think that the world will be their oyster once that starts happening. So they're taking a positive outlook at it, actually.
Couple updates on the text line here. Mark from the 815, please make it stop, mommy. From the 219, my ears just put up for sale signs in my head because they just left town. And then on the other side, from the brilliant guy in the 630, Mark, is that available on iTunes? Some people just can't recognize pure talent. I mean, if you were to compare that song to a guy on the Blackhawks and how well he's playing, who would you compare it to?
Michael Hanzus, maybe? it was a little rusty, a little slow, and not yet in midseason form.
Why do they keep letting Michael Hanzus take faceoffs, Mark? I was at the Blues game, and about 10 people around me were all screaming at him.
You know, Joel trusts Hanzus. That's pretty much what it comes down to. And he's got good reason to. I mean, you look at what that guy did. I mean, people are turning on him kind of very quickly, especially online. You know, Twitter's a mean place. I get that. But Michael Hanzus is a big reason the Hawks won the Stanley Cup. He filled a huge hole for them in that second-line center spot in the playoffs, allowed Dave Bolin to go back to doing what he does best. And Hanzus was very productive offensively and responsible defensively in the playoffs. The guy broke his wrist, tore his MCL, and he's taken a little time to come back when he's 36 years old, and people are not cutting him much slack right now. But Joel trusts him. He's a veteran guy who's done this before. He's been a good faceoff man all his career. He's just not at 100% right now. And whether, you know, people want to see Brandon Peary up there on second line, and they want to see Patrick Sharp move to center, which is a terrible idea. For whatever reason, people are really low on Hanjus right now. I think the guy deserves the benefit of the doubt longer than 3 weeks into the season.
We're talking with Mark Lazarus, who talks hockey with us each week here on WGN Radio. David Kaplan, show on WGN weeknights from 7 to 11. What's your take on the power play this year versus last year?
It's noticeably better. I mean, the numbers are up a little bit, but just watching it, you can tell that it's better. They're moving the puck more. They're not just standing still and passing around, trying to make the cute play, trying to make the highlight reel play. They're creating shooting and passing lanes by constantly moving. It's kind of like a motion offense in college basketball. You know, a really good passing team that just moves the ball around and creates a lane for a backdoor cut. That's kind of what the Hawks are doing right now. They're moving their feet. They're keeping things going. They're creating shots for themselves, and they're just throwing the puck on net and trying to get a rebound. And that's how you score on the power play. And that's what the Hawks have not been doing the last year. They've been trying to make the highlight reel play, and they all count the same. They have to stop worrying about style points. And so far this season, they've looked much sharper on the power play, much more aggressive.
From the 5-6-3, I got vacuum cleaners that suck less than Carm singing. Mark, what do you expect? what do you expect from Nikolai Habibulin tomorrow night, going up against his former team?
You know, I'm sure he'll be motivated just to be in the game. I mean, it's been really hard on the guy. The guy's played one game so far this season, just because there's been, you know, the season as a whole is as compressed as last year's was, but the early season hasn't been that grueling for the Hawks. So Corey Crawford's gotten, what, 8 of the 9 starts so far. So I think he's just going to be excited to go out there. Habibulin's played for enough teams right now that I don't think he gets all that worked up for playing against former teammates. I think he just wants to be out there and just wants to be playing. I mean, practice is boring to these guys. He wants to get out there and play. I'm sure he'll give a good solid effort just to enjoying just getting some adrenaline that he hasn't had in a while.
Neil from Chicago asked from the text line, Mark, why is Oduya on the ice in the last 5 minutes? He scares me.
Really? Man, it's unbelievable how quickly people turn on guys.
His pairing was their best defensive pairing in the finals last year.
Johnny Oduya and Nicholas Chalmerson have really, to be honest with you, emerged as the top defensive pairing on the Hawks. I mean, they've started a lot of games for good reason. Keith and Seabrook are still, a top-class pairing, but Oduya and Johnmerson are the most consistent pairing that the Hawks have defensively and offensively. Johnmerson leads the team in assists. To insinuate that Oduya doesn't belong out there all of a sudden, I mean, people have unreasonable expectations. Again, this team is 6-1-2 right now, and everyone's down on them. I don't know what they have to do. I mean, when they deserve to be ripped, they'll get ripped, and their third-period lapses are unacceptable right now. But the amount of negative energy directed towards this team right now, people's expectations are a little skewed right now, I think.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing to me. They've got, 14 points, and number one in the West has 17?
Yeah, and they're terrible. They're garbage, according to Twitter.
It's unbelievable to read Twitter last night, and people are just freaked out because they're not winning 11-0.
Well, look, absolutely. Be frustrated and be deep disappointed that they can't seem to hold a third. What made them good last year in the regular season was how well they closed out games. If you gave them a third-period lead, they would lock it down. It was over. And if they were trailing in the third period, you could count on them to get that last-second Marian Hossa goal to tie it up and get a point into overtime. They're not doing that this year. It's cause for mild concern. Mild concern. It's October of an 82-game season. This isn't like last year where every game is life or death. Most of these games against Eastern Conference opponents don't matter that much with the divisional playoff schedule. A point here, a point there isn't going to make or break these guys. It's too early to get this stressed out about things like that. They're going to score goals. Look at the guys that are on this roster. You think they're going to score 2 goals every night from here on out? It's tough to motivate yourself in October of an 82-game season coming off a 79-day offseason after winning the Stanley Cup. Give them some time.
If we played them the song, I think they'd be motivated. From the 815, Carm owned.
They'd be motivated to get out of here, yeah.
I'm going to see if we can get you an MP3 for your ringtone.
Absolutely. Bring it on. I want that. I'm going to make it like every time I get a tweet, it's going to make that noise. That's what I want.
That's what I'm talking about. Goodness.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.